This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A global business software company has announced a push to hire autistic people. SAP of Germany says it's hoping other companies follow its lead. The announcement comes after success in a pilot project in India in which SAP hired computer programmers who have autism, a developmental disorder that, among other things, can impair a person's ability to interact with others. The BBC's technology correspondent Mark Gregory has been following this. Mark, good morning.
Good morning.
What's the thinking at the company with this strategy?
Well, the thinking is that people with autism also often have very high intelligence, as measured in intelligence tests, and an uncanny ability to deal with detail, which can be extremely useful in programming and computer-type work generally. So I suppose there's slightly an altruistic element to their thinking behind this, but there's also an element of, well, this is a very useful pool of talent that can be tapped. It's untapped at the moment. And by using people who have autism, you can actually get some excellent computer engineers for particular kinds of tasks.
SAP is a big company, about 64,000 employees worldwide. The idea is to hire how many people who have autism spectrum disorder?
Well, the idea is that by 2020, 1% of their global workforce will be people with autism. So we're talking about several hundred people. In fact, about 1% of the general population have autism. So you could say, well, it's just going to be reflective of the general population. But of course, companies in general often don't give people with autism employment opportunities because they don't score well in employment interviews. They don't come across well. They often have difficulty dealing with people. And so their talents are unrecognized.
The BBC's technology correspondent, Mark Gregory, in London. Mark, thank you.
Thank you.